for Tom Conrad, who is perhaps the oldest friend I have, and a man to whom I owe a large number of birthday jugs of milk. Can you believe it's been 30 years? Author's note. A decade ago, I wrote a novella that just would not leave me alone. The story of a man, his birds, and the inevitable tide of progress. As I thought about the novella, I realized that there was much more here, a novel I needed to tell someday, picking up some time after the novella ended. I spent 9 years outlining it, my enthusiasm growing with each new idea I worked out. I started writing it in 2017, though I didn't fully find time for it until 2023. As can be expected from its origin, Isles of the Ember Dark leans upon and requires understanding of the novella Sixth of the Dusk. Indeed, key points of the novella are integral to the larger plot of the book. That presented a problem. It's generally not a good idea to write a full-on novel sequel to a piece of short fiction most of your readers, probably, haven't read. I didn't want to release a novel that required homework. Imagine picking this up, then realizing you had to hunt down an obscure novella to be able to appreciate it. I also didn't want to revert the character and start all over, as that wouldn't be fair to either the narrative or the people who had read the novella. The solution, then, was to build the story of this book in such a way that I could include the novella as a set of flashbacks. This was an exciting challenge, and I found it slotted in fairly well. Therefore, the original novella, Sixth of the Dusk, is included here in the first part of the novel, set off in its own chapters as flashbacks. Judging by the experiences of my beta readers, if you've never read that novella, you'll find it a fairly natural part of the story. And by the end of the first part, you'll be fully up to date on everything that happened in Dusk's past. However, if you have read Sixth of the Dusk, especially recently, you may find yourself wanting to skip or skim the novella chapters. I'm here to tell you that's just fine. I did tweak it to better expand the mythology and world-building of Dusk's world, but the changes are slight, and you can pick up on them without needing to reread. Know that there is a full-length novel here, among the longer of the secret projects I've done, even without the pages added by the novella. Writing this book has been a delightful experience. It's quirky, not quite paced like anything I've done before. Part of that is the flashbacks. Part of that is Starling and her story. Part is me dipping into the future of the Cosmere in exciting, but hopefully not too spoilerish ways. Thank you for your support of me doing strange, unexpected things with the Cosmere and these secret projects. I had a blast with this one. And within its smaller scale story about isolation, progress, and community, I hope you find something distinctive to love. Brandon Sanderson.
Prologue. 57 years ago. Starling hopped from one foot to the other, holding open the drapes to her balcony, staring at the dark horizon. She didn't dare blink. She didn't dare miss it. First light. When would first light appear? She'd barely slept, though she'd tried for at least a half hour. She was simply too excited, and had spent the night trying, failing, to distract herself with a book. In the distance, across the rolling forests of Yolen, the darkness seemed to fade. Did that count? It wasn't light, it was just less dark. She went running anyway. Still wearing her nightgown, she pushed into the hallway outside her rooms in her uncle's mansion. She scrambled past smiling attendants. Starling genuinely liked most of them, and pretended to like the rest.